Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
How you, Z from Zalebs?
Yes, how are you?
What's happening?
Oh man, I'm just loving life right now.
Just
and
living.
I love my job.
Yeah.
I'm at that point where I just want to Instagram everything I do at work. But I'm not that type of person.
Oh wow. It's a good day over at the Zalebs.com HQ.
It was a good day, man. It was a good day. I can't complain. I seriously can't.
No freestyle intro?
No freestyle intro. No.
Okay.
I'm that type of, like Cookie Lion said, aka Taraji, pay me for my craft.
Okay, well, let's kick it off there. You were hanging out with Lucius and Cookie a little earlier on.
Yes, man. Lions in Jersey. So they're at multi-choice and it was very interesting. You know, I was telling, that it was one of the few international press conference that I've enjoyed in a while.
Hmm.
Like I was sitting there and just attentively listening to what both of them were saying.
Mm.
That's how interesting it was. They were just so, you know, and they only flew in last night. So you could see that they were tired, but the way they just, you know, bounced off each other,
yeah,
cracking jokes, and even the questions that were asked by us, the media, were great. So it was really kind of like they also appreciated the questions that were being asked to them. So it was a great experience. And yeah, man, I think you have that video. So yeah, Taraji says something. I didn't know she has a book coming out.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah, listen to what she has to say.
Live from Randburg, from the new Mnet HQ. This is a Cookie Lion and Lucius Lion hanging out.
It's something that I had wanted to do.
This is her on her new book, right?
Yeah. It had nothing to do with Empire. I actually decided to do the book before I even booked Empire. And there was a moment where I got afraid because Cookie became this phenomenon. And then all of a sudden, all eyes are on me. And you got to realize I've been doing this for 20 years and I've been literally under the radar by choice. You know, my business, my whatever I do in my private life is nobody's business. And then all of a sudden, the cameras are on me all the time. They want to know what I wore to the grocery store. And that was strange for me. And so I got a little nervous because I was like, now I'm writing this book and everybody's going to judge it. And I was going to back out. I literally was going to write the publishing company.
It's going to come out soon.
Yeah.
Did he speak at all, Mr. Howard?
Yeah, actually, I think it's Lela from Just Curious asked him, her question threw all of us off. She said that, why did you have such an awful Xhosa accent when you were in that Winnie movie? Remember he was,
wow.
He acted as Nelson Mandela. And he was just like, we're all like, wide-eyed. Like, how is he going to respond to that? But he was quite chilled about it. We laughed it off and he was like, hey man, at least I tried.
Listen, I think if they had to come here and be anything but nice, that would just be dumb. They're getting paid money to come here. They want people to watch the show.
Yeah.
The ratings are in decline in the States on Empire.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a third season that they're coming back for. The show's, you know, it's a really great show. But they need people to watch the show in South Africa. So they must be nice. Yeah.
I didn't realize how much women really, really love Cookie. I mean, Taraji, I'm sorry.
But listen, her character is, it's a first for television to see that kind of character on TV.
True.
It's very, very cool.
It was cool.
I think she's a rock star. It's difficult, though, to differentiate her from Cookie.
It is. That's exactly what I thought. It's like one and the same person. But she does say that Cookie is a very exhausting character. And she's come to that point in career where she, like, needs a break before she goes and does another project. So,
talking about Cookie. Where do you think I'm going?
Salmons?
Why would I be saying, talking about Cookie, let's go to the Salmons?
Hey, man, the Salmons.
I have to tell you, I was very happy that you guys didn't run with that as like a massive thing.
No, definitely. I mean, I was with Sia when we were watching the and we just thought, especially after what Lerato went through.
Yeah.
It will just be tacky. And it, unfortunately for some publications, it didn't go as well. You know, sometimes, you know, we write to, as what we
get
refer
clicks.
Yeah.
Clickbait.
But at this point, we were just like, no.
Not going to happen.
We're not going to go there.
So in case you missed it, some publications ran with a story about Boitie's vagina being on display in her dress and they zoomed in and did a whole thing. And I think the headline was literally ridiculous.
Yeah,
it was like,
I
want to get it. I don't want to muck it up. And she responded and said that that's just bullshit. And why are publications doing that? I'll look it up now. Oh, yes, yeah. Oh, dear. Boiti and her vajayjay are trending for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
And I think the article, was it the same title that the article was? And then she just replied, this is such trash.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh dear, Boiti and her bits are trending for all the wrong reasons. Yeah, okay, listen, they probably got a lot of clicks on that.
They probably did, but yeah. And not just also, as a woman, your vagina doesn't go that low, honestly. And that, you could see that just, that was just a lace that was somehow positioned in a certain way. But yeah, Boiti and her mother also tweeted. There was even, I think, a gynecologist, who tweeted that, you know, I know about this body part and it does not go that way down.
That's way too low. Loot Love also some Sama drama. Oh, that actually rhymes. Sama drama. I like that. Drama, yeah.
Oh, well, Loot Love was all there with the host. Did you see who she was hosting presenting the awards?
I did. I don't think Loot did because she was,
anyway.
Do you think that so she presented with, I think it was a minister of something.
I don't remember also.
But
yeah.
the minister, Loot is very tall.
Yeah.
She's a tall woman, but and the gorgeous. Minister was pretty short.
Sure.
So it was a bit of, she came up to Loot's waist. I wonder the rationale behind that.
You know what? I wanted to tweet that yesterday. It's like, the organizers of the show, did they think about the height difference and just how it would have looked on screen? Well, we guess not because it's already been done. So the dynamics, yeah. And just, yeah, having ministers present awards and having difficulties
but they're
to
paying
read the
for
teleprompter.
The thing. They're paying for the thing because it's in Durban. It's at the ICC. You think the Samas have money? No one even buys albums anymore. Where are they going to get money from? The 90% quota hasn't kicked in yet. okay, so it was a bit of an awkward one because she was tall and the minister was really short. Yeah. But how did this story around cellulite come to be?
Yeah, let's also just say that she was looking gorgeous.
Yeah, she looked fantastic. I didn't think anyone except the guy that wore the inside of an ATM looked particularly odd. There was a guy who wore 10,000 rand in cash. He just had cash everywhere.
That was, yeah. But anyway, so Loot Love, obviously, they all posted their outfits and thanking their makeup artist and their hairstylist and their eyelash stylist, for, you know, their outfits. But, you know, her dress was showing her thigh. And obviously, as all women, we have cellulite and dimples and what's not. But she was just people on her Instagram account were literally, they just dragged her. It was really awful. Yes. So they were just commenting about her cellulite. And it was all women, unfortunately, which is sometimes
dumb.
Always the case. And she just went off on them. And she was like, you know what, guys, grow up. I mean, we all have cellulite. So it's just, I don't know. Ari, from a guy's point of view.
Why do you
think women have such issues with other women's bodies? From a guy. I'd like to hear this from a guy.
So I was thinking about the Instagram and that quite a bit in the past few days and what it is. First of all, and I tweeted this morning, I think it's a glorified beauty pageant. That's what Instagram's become. People say, oh, no, beauty pageants are dying. They're not. Instagram is a beauty pageant. It is, look how good I am. Look how amazing I look with filters on. And now vote for me in terms of likes and shares and comments. I think that people just want to put each other down. There's also a part of me that says, though, why are you even putting that out there? Like, I don't know. This whole social media thing, we just need to learn to figure it out to get the best out of the world.
Yeah. No, that's true. Or if you can't handle it, just
and
log
she's
up.
Such a sweetheart as well.
She is.
I can't understand the rationale of going into a timeline and, you know, saying something negative about somebody.
You know, it's all about
the problem with Instagram is they all start talking to each other.
Exactly. Then it's like, and then someone is trying to sell you something.
Before you know it, there's like 1,000 comments, and this one's adding that one and that one and that one and that and before like and this poor Loot Love, this conversation's going off on tangents. They're dragging in loads of other people, and there she is. She just wanted to get a good picture on Instagram. You know,
and it was a good picture.
Yeah.
Exhausting.
Losers. I must say that it looked to me like the people that made the most money out of the Samas were professional photographers because it seems like
everybody's
got one now.
Everybody has a professional, which is great. They're giving us good images. You look good. We write stories that make our articles look good.
The one pictures. The one funny thing though, and this, I mean, it's not funny, but it's that red carpet. It doesn't seem massively structured. So like you'll have a picture of a celebrity and then just a random person.
Exactly.
In the picture. And you're like, I think I'm specifically thinking of that Bonang AKA picture where he's grabbing the, her ass.
Oh yeah.
And then there's just like this woman. There's just a random woman there. Yeah, is what it is. That's what you get. There's a lot of people at the ICC. Okay, let's talk MT quick. He was a big winner. But yeah. So who's not robbing him?
Well, his boss, I think his name is Horsey, if I'm not mistaken, his like ambitious entertainment founder. There was an alleged rumor that he was actually, you know, taking some money from him and Fifi Cooper. Remember they won like a couple of like 100,000 from
yes,
the Metro
Film Awards. Yeah.
So there were rumors that, hey man, the manager is cashing in on those checks, but MT, he clarified it on the red carpet at the time. He's like, you know what, me and my boss, we good. He treats me good. I'm okay. I'm not starving. So yeah, there it is.
Anything else to report out of the Sommers? In fact, are they over? Are they still going on? Kat,
maybe
what
be
category have they announced now?
Best boring award show.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
The Sommers, 16 hours, 17 hours, 18 hours. What was it in the end? Like 3.5 hours?
Yeah, it was.
It's a long show. You know, so much work goes into that thing. You can't knock anybody that was involved.
No. Can I just commend the gospel singers?
Yeah.
They sounded amazing on stage. And then the other genres, I don't know what would happen when they would go on stage, but the gospel singers
killed it.
Yeah.
There you go. That is all the latest celebrity news. You can head on over to zalebs.com for more. That's it, right? Huh? Nothing left to report.
That is it. We got a cool Coolie China competition, but it's ended. Nice. If you want to hang out with Coolie China, if you entered the competition,
yeah,
you'll
hang
out
with him. Z soon.
Yeah.
That's all the latest celebrity news. Z stops by every Monday to fill us in. Dude, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.